Hello, this is Jim Richards from Impact Ministries in Huntsville, Alabama, and I am so thankful to have this time with you today. And I want to start out just by wishing you a Merry Christmas, a great holiday. You know, the word holiday is a derivative from the word holy days. And the whole idea behind holidays, even some people trying to take Christ out of Christmas, the whole idea behind holidays is the fact that they are holy days. They are days of holy celebration. So I hope that you're going to have a holy celebration. I hope that you already made Thanksgiving and now Christmas and New Year's a holy celebration, a time unto the Lord, a time to renew yourself and your family, and a time to launch forward in the upcoming year so that you can plan to have a really great year in walking with God. You know, I've got so many exciting things that are going on, and I'm continually experimenting with the Word of God, continually experimenting, trying to understand God and His nature and His power, because I want to be able to bring everything to you that we're going to need to be able to make the journey that we're going to be making. I really want to do my part in helping you to not only have a great holidays, but have a great life and to make a great journey into destiny. You know, as I've talked about wisdom for healing over the previous 8 weeks of that series, I talked to you a lot about feelings. And I want you to understand that over the last, really my whole life, but particularly over the last 25 years or so, there's been an evolution in my understanding about the biblical concept of feelings. And really the fact that how that word would be viewed from a biblical perspective would probably be very different than how we view it right now. But by and large, we know that the heart speaks to us, and God speaks to our heart, and then from there, we receive that in the form of either intuitive knowledge or in the form of feelings. And so in order for us to really walk with God, we're going to have to be able to feel and sense the presence of God in our heart. We're going to need to be able to recognize and feel the peace of God and know the difference between peace and torment, know the difference between deception and lies and truth. We talked about this in some of our heart physics training. Some of you see me do this before. Some of you saw Brother Copeland do this back about 10 or 12 years ago. You know, there's a thing called kinesiology or muscle testing. And through the concept of muscle testing, we understand that every muscle in the body goes weak when we embrace anything that is not true. When we embrace something that is true, specifically true for us, then every muscle in our body actually stays strong or maybe even gets a little bit stronger. And you've seen people do this, I assume, in muscle testing where you take a food and you'll hold it up close to you and hold one of your arms out and let somebody mash down on it and see if it goes weak or strong. And it's amazing. You can hold foods that are good for you or bad for you. If they're good for you, you get stronger. If they're bad for you, you get weaker. You can make statements that are not true and you get weaker. You can make statements that are true and you'll get stronger. I see, all of that tells me that if I learn to pay attention to the subtle voices of my heart, the subtle feeling, intuition of my heart, that every part of me is always going to be embracing the truth, and every part of me is always going to be recoiling from that which is not true for me. You know, I chose to call this month's World Changer message, Hooked on a Feeling. I was thinking about that a song that was popular in the 60s, Hooked on a Feeling, I'm High on Believing That I'm in Love with You. Well, that's not really what this is about. Hooked on a Feeling really came to me as I was thinking about what people go through when they are led in the wrong directions. You know, working as a substance abuse counselor for so many years, the thing I realize about dealing with substance abusers is that substance abusers, no matter how much they intellectually attempt to overcome their addiction to drugs, they're never going to do it intellectually, because you cannot win over your feelings just because you have an intellectual thought or idea. You know, I was sitting with a good friend the other day, and he was telling me about something he was going through in his relationships. And he said, you know, I will make my decision about what I'm going to do, and then I get it in the situation, and I cave in. And I told him, I said, well, the reason you're caving in is because you're attempting to overcome the feelings of the heart by the intellect of the mind, and you've never won a battle just because of your intellect. You know, when a substance abuser is sitting there and they're going through counseling, in their mind, they're going to be saying all of the right things. They're going to say everything that needs to be said. But the truth is, there's a feeling, a subtle feeling that is pulling them or drawing them toward the cravings to go use drugs again. You know, it was a joke back in the, whenever it was, 70s or 80s. I don't remember if it was Nancy Reagan or who it was, came out with the just say no. You know, if it was that easy, everybody would get off drugs once their life starts getting messed up, once their world starts going wrong. If just saying no worked, everybody could get out of sin. If just saying no worked, we could save our marriages and we wouldn't abuse children and we wouldn't break the law and we wouldn't do impulsive, crazy things. But the problem is we are trying to win a war of feelings with our intellect, and it's never going to happen. You know, the interesting thing about feelings is that, of course, they are very subtle. When feelings begin to emerge, they're not like emotions. You know, emotions just burst on the scene and they're short-lived. And man, you recognize when your emotions change. But feelings are more like bringing water to a boil. It can happen very slowly. And really, they can emerge with no conscious awareness. It doesn't happen suddenly and strong enough that just, bam, all of a sudden we realize, wait a minute, I'm changing. No, they just come up very subtly. As a matter of fact, they come up so subtly that we actually think that we are making an intellectual decision. We actually think our mind is really leading us when it really isn't. You know, I think in the World Changer letter this month, I talked about how the people used to come into my clinic and they would come in and maybe they'd be vegetarians. And I would ask them, I'd say, now, is there a reason you're a vegetarian? And of course, you know, people would tend in their self-righteous mysticism to say, yes, it's a spiritual conviction. And I'd say, oh, okay. Well, when I would do an examination, I would find that they had actually a very weak digestion. Now, that person did not know it. But what they thought was an intellectual, spiritual conviction, the truth was, because of the feelings that were generated from their body was leading them to only eat foods that were easy to digest. But because these people were so out of touch with their inner man, so out of touch with their heart, they actually thought that this was their intellectual decision and that it really had spiritual value for it. Now, the amazing thing was I would start working with them, and usually in just a matter of a couple of weeks, their digestion would start getting better. As their digestion would get better, they would start desiring to eat other foods. And again, they would think that they had a great big mystical revelation or a spiritual revelation. They would say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I'm going to start eating a little bit of meat. Well, you know something, that's kind of the way we are. It's amazing how many things are going on in our life, how many beliefs that we have developed that the real truth is some dysfunction in our inner self led us to create a belief to facilitate what was going on in our subconscious mind. Now, remember, I talked about this in my series on The Wisdom to Heal. Cutting-edge science now believes that the physical body, the cells of the physical body, is in fact the subconscious mind, and that these memories are stored in the cells of our body that lead us in different ways and affect how we plan, think, feel, how our behavior and our reactions are. And, you know, if you've listened to that series, you know that there's a lot of truth that if you haven't listened to that series, I really encourage you to listen to it, because this series is going to be a part of a heart physics module that, based on what we have done already experimentally with people, we are seeing more people reach incredibly quick results with this entire module that's taught than anything we've ever done. Now, those eight messages were just a part of it. There's four meditation programs that come with it, and there is the ultimate put-off, put-on experience, which is a workshop that we did, and it is a powerful, powerful workshop, and I'm telling you, we are seeing people get incredible results. But listen, I want you to realize we've got to have a commitment to God's Word, because see, when our feelings begin to take us somewhere that's inconsistent with God's Word, if we don't have knowledge of His Word, then we're really not going to recognize what's happening. And if we don't have a commitment to the Lordship of Jesus, when our feelings begin to take us somewhere that's inconsistent with the Word of God, we'll go and we'll justify it just because that's how we feel. Man, I can't tell you how many people are wrecking their lives. I'm sitting there talking with them, trying to help them. They say, oh, well, this is what I feel. I'm like, well, this is what the Bible says. And of course, they come back with, oh, you're trying to get me into legalism. No, I'm trying to lead you down the pathway of Zoe, of the quality of life that God has for you right now. See, the moment you begin to realize that you are going off course, the moment you begin to realize that you're having negative feelings, you're being driven by negative feelings, the moment you sense anything in you that's other than love and peace and positive emotions driving you, at that moment, you have to stop. You have to interrupt that feeling. You know, back in the early days, that's when we'd say, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, the concept was that, you know, that the devil was dragging us. Well, no, that's not the devil dragging us. It's our feelings dragging us. But the interesting thing is when we would rebuke the devil, particularly if we did it real emphatically, there would be an immediate change. You would feel that process stop. But the only thing was, you would come back later. You know, I have learned that when people can put off feelings in a really powerful way, that they don't come back and they don't drag them around anymore. And it all starts when you recognize, and you know, I want you to do this during the holidays. You may have some of the struggles like I had during the holidays. The moment you recognize yourself going somewhere, you immediately do something to interrupt that feeling. And you may have to go somewhere and scream, no! You don't have to say no, devil. Just no feelings. No, I have authority over you. You don't have the right to take me here. And I command you to stop and I send you away. And whatever that feeling is, if it's depression, if it's anger, if it's sorrow, if it's sadness, if it's self-centeredness, whatever it is, if it's loneliness, if it's rejection, send it away. Rejection, I send you away. You are not from God. I do not need you. I do not want you. You bring me no benefit. And I choose to put on. And you immediately begin to put on. And of course, that's really just what you do just in that moment. That's really not the whole put off, put on process, but that's how you stop this situation from going any farther. You've got to remember, every seed bears after its own kind. That means that if a feeling begins to move you, if a feeling begins to take you in any direction, and that feeling is negative, then the fruit of that choice will be more of that negative feeling. If rejection stimulates you to take action, and you take action based on rejection, no matter if you can manipulate and get what you want at that moment, in the end, the fruit will always be more feelings of rejection. If it's greed, if it's anger, if it's hate, if it's revenge, no matter what it is, any negative feeling will produce more of the same. But here's the great thing. You know, as you get in touch with God, as you worship God, as you put on the true man created in righteousness and holiness, as you put on who you really are in Jesus, and those feelings begin to stimulate thoughts and begin to stimulate behavior, you will see a lot more fruit in your life of those seeds that you are planting in your own soul and in your own life and in your own being. Man, oh man, oh man. You know, Jesus said, he said, listen, I want you to bear fruit, and I want you to bear some fruit that remains. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in a roller coaster ride. I'm not interested in being up and down and on and off and happy one day and sad the next day. I want this to work. And I have found that it does work. I have found that if we are willing to put off that which is not of God and put on, and you say, well, Jim, but I don't know if I can put it on. Make the choice. Just make the choice. Use your authority as a believer to put on the truth. Now, I'm not saying you won't stumble. I'm not saying you won't have to make, you know, some kind of a challenging journey. I'm not saying it won't be a process, but I'm saying this process is better than the other process. But I'm going to tell you, and this new heart physics module that we're going to be releasing, and you got to be ready to take the quantum leap to deal with some of this heart stuff. This is not just typical mystical Christianity. This is sitting down saying, okay, I'm going to look at how God created me. I'm going to use the truth, and I'm going to use everything that's consistent with the way God created me in order to bring about the greatest benefits of godliness, the greatest benefits of righteousness, the greatest fruit of the Spirit in my life. And I'm telling you, you can. I hope that every negative feeling that comes up this holiday, I hope you'll put it off and put on something else. I hope and pray for you that as you're listening to my voice, you will be inspired to have the best holy days that you have ever had in your whole life. You know, as I mentioned in our World Changer letter, we're stepping into a whole new phase of Operation 1B. Man, I got radio interviews going on all over the country. And like I told you, after the first of the year, we're going to start doing some national television. Because you know what? There are people out there who want to hear the truth. There are people out there who want to hear how the world can work from God's perspective and from this perspective of grace and peace and unconditional love. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to do everything I can to take this out there and to keep taking it to people. And we're going to keep sending Bible schools overseas. Just don't forget this. We are sending all kinds of Bible school programs overseas. We're starting a whole new effort to strengthen missionaries around the world. So anything that you can do for Operation 1B, be sure and do it. $600 will start a Bible school somewhere in the world. $18,000 will get us 300 schools started. And 300 schools in 6 to 8 years will reach 1 billion people. But you know what? If we get 1,000 schools started, we can do this in about 3 to 5 years. Do everything you can to help me spread the gospel around the world. But more importantly, do everything you can to take the gospel to your family, to your friends, and to your neighbors just by the way you treat them, just by the way you talk to them, just by modeling to them what this is really all about. I appreciate you so very much. You're a blessing. Listen, when your feelings are negative, don't follow them. Change them. When your feelings are positive and healthy and based on the Word of God, follow them to the end. Bless you, my friend. I hope I see you somewhere soon.